This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Lawyers for former U.S. President Donald Trump say they only need one day to present their client's case in his impeachment trial before the U.S. Senate. Trump's lawyers are mounting the former president's defense on Friday without any testimony from Trump, who has declined to participate in the trial. On Thursday, impeachment prosecutors concluded there is clear and overwhelming evidence that Trump incited insurgents by sending the mob of supporters to the U.S. Capitol last month to confront lawmakers as they were certifying that he had lost the November election to Democrat Joe Biden. In closing arguments, the lead impeachment manager, Congressman Jamie Raskin, argued that Trump urged supporters to march to the Capitol on January the 6th. They then stormed the building, vandalizing the inside, scuffling with police, while Trump did nothing for at least 2 hours to end the mayhem that left 5 people dead, including a Capitol police officer. Several impeachment managers warned that if Trump is acquitted, which is the likely outcome of the trial, he could be emboldened to create more chaos in another run for president in 2024. President Joe Biden announced the United States will have enough vaccine by the end of the summer to inoculate 300 million Americans. Speaking at the National Institutes of Health Thursday, Biden said his predecessor did not do his job in getting ready for the massive challenge of vaccinating hundreds of millions. The country is on track to exceed Biden's goal of vaccinating 100 million Americans within his first 100 days in office. For more news, please join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News. Tokyo's 2020 Olympics chief, Yoshiro Mori, resigned on Friday and again apologized for his sexist remarks that sparked a global outcry, leaving the troubled Olympics searching for a chief 5 months from the start. He said the most important thing now was for the Tokyo Olympics to be a success. His resignation only months before the postponed Summer Games are scheduled to begin will further erode confidence in the organization's organizers' ability, that is, to pull off the event during a pandemic. Mori, a former Japanese prime minister, sparked a furor when he said during an Olympic committee meeting early this month that women talk too much. On Thursday, Mori asked the mayor of the Olympic Village, an 84-year-old, to take over the top position, but on Friday, public criticism of his handpicked successor, another older male, reportedly saw him turn down the job. Pakistan said Friday 4 of its soldiers were killed when terrorists raided a security post in a remote northwest district. The army said Pakistani troops responded and killed 4 of the assailants. No one thus far claiming responsibility for that attack. South Africa will begin vaccinating frontline healthcare workers with an unapproved coronavirus vaccine by Johnson & Johnson Pharmaceutical Company next week to see if it provides protection from the variant sweeping the country. The health minister said South Africa dropped plans to use the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine for now because of concerns it may not be effective against mild to moderate cases of the new variant. The health minister said the country's scientists will continue to examine the AstraZeneca vaccine and offer advice on whether to swap out the vaccine before it expires. The Associated Press reporting, the health minister said in a national broadcast, the one-shot Johnson vaccine is safe based on testing of 44,000 people in South Africa, the United States, and Latin America. South Africa is also expected to use the Pfizer vaccine and others to support its immunization program. And the United States announcing Thursday new sanctions against Myanmar, also known as Burma, more than a week after the country's military overthrew the democratically elected government. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also, additional information on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting remotely. VOA News.